The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It's Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Live audience Thursday. Hello! Got to shake the cobwebs off this morning. And I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night.
You did?
I know. Can you believe it?
What?
What a good boy.
No way. How?
I don't know.
How'd you go to bed so early?
It's bad because my wife's like, I don't know. It was just crazy all day. And Jill got in. She was in and out all day. And Ellie was out with her cousin doing the swim lesson thing. So she kind of babysat until like 3. And I was just so, I'm like, good night. She's like, good night. She gave me permission.
You just did the Irish. You should have done the Irish goodbye in your own house.
It kind of was like that.
My husband does that sometimes. Yeah. We're going about life, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, somebody notices, like, wait, where did Dad go? And I look out in the driveway. I'm like, no, his truck is still here. I go upstairs. I'm like, damn it, you fell asleep.
Someone who, you know, you have to get up at ungod o'clock and he's going to sleep before you.
Right. Oh, it drives me. Doesn't drive me crazy. And the older I get, I'm like, fine, you deserve your time. He works a lot harder than I do. Man. He has a lot more stress than I have. I'm okay with it.
We're on Live Audience Thursday today. Starts at 8 o'clock. We got some people coming in. We're going to hang out. We're going to do some shots. We're going to play Keep It PG. We'll have some fun with that.
We have another audio tiebreaker Keep It PG.
Oh, is this something I can listen to, or do I have to wait? I can't listen.
No, you have to wait because you're competing.
That's right. I can't listen to it. All right. Well,
don't cheat.
I want to make sure it works. Like, it came in as a weird-looking file.
Oh, it did?
I just want to make sure that it
All right,
plays.
Fine. I mean, you're supposed to come up with the most creative.
Yeah.
Not that you do.
No.
And you'll probably, if you listen to it now, enough hours will go by where you'll forget.
I'll forget about it at the 6:05.
You
in
should
like 10
see,
minutes from now.
You should see, we do like a pre-show meeting. And I go over every single break we have.
Yes.
And I'm like, Scott, this is what we have to talk about. By the end, you could tell Scott is not listening to a damn word I'm saying. You just glaze over.
Yeah.
I'm like, stay with me, buddy.
Just get to the point. Make it quick because I'm going to lose you.
Stay with me, honey.
I'm going to lose you. So today, plenty of sunshine. It's going to be nice today. Man, it's freaking cold out. It's 48 degrees.
Mm.
This is like September weather. See, 76, but sun. And then tomorrow, sunshiny and 80 degrees and 85 for the weekend. So it's looking good. It's getting back up there.
The Buzz.
Hey, there you go. It's a little after 6 now, 99 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy, 608. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, live audience Thursday. My 7-year-old came home after spending an afternoon with her cousin in tears yesterday.
Aww.
It broke my heart. She grabbed me and around the waist and started crying. I'm like, what is going on?
What happened?
Her mom came downstairs. She was crying. She, her cousin, Riley, she's 21, had her for the day, and they drove down Plank Road on the way from their house to our house. Plank Road in Webster Penfield, which is the site of where Bauman's Farm Market had burned yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That place was so special to her. And she was in tears. She saw it had caught on fire. And she said, she's like, Mom, it's burnt down. Mommy, it's gone.
No.
Daddy, it's gone. She was so, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if everybody's got this place. This was like, we've been bringing her there since she was like 1 year old for pictures for, you know, like Halloween, you know, fall pumpkin patch thing. That's our go-to pumpkin patch farm market.
She got so emotional.
Yeah. And she asked about Ginger and Pepper. And Ginger and Pepper are two pet rabbits that they have on display there. Every year, we get to see Ginger and Pepper.
Oh, they don't mention that in the news story.
They don't mention anything about it in the news story, so probably.
Let's not talk about it. I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I don't either. But I think it's okay. Maybe. Anyway. So if you've ever been to Bauman's, you know it's just this comfy, farm markety. I mean, they make their own fudge. They've been there since 1908. You know, all the fields.
Yeah, burned. I mean, are they
just the main store?
Oh, the store. Okay.
And the barn behind it is gone. They say all of the greenhouses are pretty much intact.
Oh, good. Okay.
And they did say that they'll be able to continue their wholesale business and their farming business, but as far as their retail, they got to figure that out.
Oh my God! Sweetheart, your little mooches.
Couldn't believe it. I'm like,
it's so nice when you, I mean, it's not nice. It's horrible. It's devastating.
Yeah,
and it breaks your heart, like you said, when you see your kid cry. Mm-hmm. But to see and notice your kid has feelings is nice. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you wonder, like, do you not care about anybody? But yes, right. There are those moments where you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Aww. So what do you tell her?
I said, they're gonna rebuild. You know, I told her that they're gonna put it back together again, and maybe by the fall we can go there and get pumpkins. You know, they'll have something figured out. I mean, people are pouring into helping donate. I mean, people are giving them money and checks, and they set up. I mean, they're really, the neighborhood is just, and anybody who's ever had kids and is taking them to a farm market, you know, so
that is the remarkable thing about Rochester. I don't know if every other place is as good of getting it, like being there for each other as mm-hmm. much as we are. Like just even that little free library in Hilton.
Yeah.
So many strangers came forward and like, we'll help you rebuild. Yeah. Here's some money. It's for a free little library.
Yeah. It's like a shoebox with books in it. Yeah.
Right. All the way to this situation where everybody is coming for, which is very cool.
It's awesome. So there you go. Again, you'll hear it again in the news here today, but they're planning on rebuild. Nobody was hurt. Everybody's okay. It's just the property. It's just,
she's
weird.
Like you. Your daughter's like you. Hmm. You cry over like ice skating, like the things that.
Touchdowns.
Yes. Everybody else in the room is like fine. And then all of a sudden Scott's crying. For the longest time, it was very uncomfortable for me because I'm quote unquote the woman in the room. I'm supposed to be the emotional one. And you would get more emotional than I would.
Zero emotion. Yeah, I've seen you cry once in 30 years.
I was like, I'm trying to force myself to cry to match up to your level of emotion.
You're
like,
a cold hearted snake.
I'm not going to fake tears. You can fake tears.
I can't fake tears.
Yeah,
they just come out of me.
Cry right now. Huh? Let's see if you can cry on the spot.
No, I can't cry.
You used to. You used to be able to cry on the spot.
I don't know.
Come on. Three, two, one. Action. Waterworks.
Rolling. Out of here.
Dried up with age. All right.
So, so bottom line is that I just want to say one more thing about Bauman's. The weirdest thing is I had to drive by there yesterday also. I tried not to. I tried to avoid the intersection.
Oh,
so I went
did?
Around. But on the way back, I couldn't help it but just drive past. The most bizarre scene is this burned out building and all around it is sunflowers and beautiful flowers.
Oh,
and it was just so weird. Anyway, it's coming up on about 6:13 on 98.9 The Buzz today. Plenty of sunshine, going to be 76. It's a chilly start. You're at 48 degrees.
Okay, so coming up in about 10 minutes, most humiliating thing that ever happened to you in the public bathroom. Because Scott, I think
I got a story. Hold on.
The Buzz.
It's like a Seinfeld episode. It was.
We're going to put the question out there first because I know somebody has a really good story. Most humiliating thing that happened in a public restroom.
Oh, it's 98.9 Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. So here I am in between songs, run out. You know, we have to do everything within 3.5 minutes. Our lives can be done in anything has to be done during a song. So I run out, come back. As I'm coming back out, Moose down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Goes, hey, buddy, get a little dribbly in your old age? I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? I look down, and the front of my pants have this big wet mark on it. And I'm like, I wash my...
Did you forget to unzip?
No, I washed my hands. I must have leaned up against the counter, and it was wet.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, no, sure. I'm positive. I know how it happened, but I didn't...
But it didn't look like it.
It didn't look like it. It looked like I peed my pants. And I'm like, oh.
And then what do you do? Did you go back in and do the hair dryer thing? The hand dryer, whatever?
We don't have those. Why? Do you have those?
Do we? Wait, let me think. I don't use them anyhow because I hear they're really German-fested. No. We don't have
blowers.
Oh, my God, you had nothing to save you.
No.
I just walked around? Well, dribbled
nobody,
and all?
Nobody else's was here. I just came back in and sat down.
Thank heavens it was in a team day.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
I'm like, nah, dude. He knew it. He knew I didn't, but he's, like, just joking with me. And I'm like, oh, thanks for pointing that out. I'm wiping it. I'm dry.
It takes a special person to point something like that out,
he's
by
special.
The way.
I don't think
anybody else would have. I think they would have just whispered behind your back.
No, remember when he was our intern?
Yeah.
He would. I would be in the men's room, and he'd like come in and look over the stall and be like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, yeah, get out of here.
It's weird. You guys got a weird relationship
Yes,
going
we do.
On.
Very much so. So anyway, anything
I'm
like that ever happened to you?
Here, the most embarrassing thing happened in the public restroom, 818-2899, or you can message us on socials, 98.9 The Buzz. When there was no TP.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, crap, what do I do? So I penguin walked from one stall to the other.
Oh, my God.
And I said it on the air, and someone, of course... There's not a lot of in and out in our bathrooms. There's not a lot of people who work here.
No.
But of course, the minute I'm penguin walking to the next stall, somebody walks in somebody I did not know.
What?
It was a guest of, yes.
Oh my God.
It was a guest of another station in the building. I was like, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
She's like, I'm like, that stall number one doesn't have TP.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Aiden and Maddie are here interning.
Mm-hmm.
Any funny, embarrassing moments that happened in the public restroom?
Mm-hmm. I think mine would have to be, I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't know, because maybe vaping wasn't as cool back then, mm-hmm. the girls would come into the room to vape, to the bathroom.
Oh, I see.
And I was trying to go number two.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls
walked in. You do number two in the
Oh, I'm fearless.
Spot.
Oh, when I have to go, I have to go.
Let's go.
Yeah, it has to be done.
Hold it. I never did number two in a public spot.
They walked in to hit their tutti frutti little vape, and they walked in. They were like, "My gosh, it smells in here!" Out loud, I was like, "Oh no, no, no!"
Lift up your legs so you can hide.
I was like, "Oh no!"
So they can't see your sneakers because you know they're looking for those sneakers.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to be like, "Yeah, it was like that when I got in here."
Oh, that's the worst when you're walking out of the stall and it was like that when you walked in and you have to announce it. Like,
You got to qualify.
Oh, my God, Maddie, that's humiliating. Did I find out it was you?
I mean, I had to walk out of the stall at some point. So I was like, you know what? You just got to own it, man.
Wow.
You got to own it.
Brave girl, Maddie. Yeah.
They were doing tutti frutti and you were doing tutti farty.
It kind of like counteracted, I think.
Fruity tooties. Fruity tooties.
They weren't very fruity.
No.
Aiden, can you top that
Aiden,
or not?
You got a good one?
It's very similar, but the reverse. My freshman year of high school, got suspended not once but twice for vaping in the bathroom.
Good
like
boy.
An idiot.
Good boy.
Kind of related to Maddie's story, so I thought it was really funny. But first of all, mad respect to you, Maddie, for that. I gotta like give you a round of applause for that.
Just admitting it,
men don't feel bad about that, but women always feel bad about that. I feel like so. Props to you for owning it.
Let's just say yes. Round of applause for any of you, including Maddie, who poop in a public bathroom. You are
people
fearless.
Are scared of it. I don't know why.
No problem with it.
Spisano and Sandy.
What the box says we must do. Maybe we should call it Pandora's Box. Sandy and I, the Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. The Honesty Box is what we have every Friday morning. Where anybody who comes in for like Live Audience Thursday or any guests, write down on pieces of paper some stuff about for
us.
Yeah,
and we said, hey, listen, you are part of our show. So if you want us to change something about the show, absolutely. We'll implement whatever the change is
within reason. Yeah.
So I kind of feel like this, I'm not sure if this is within reason.
Play the clip
from, what was it? It was last Friday.
It was
this past Friday.
Yeah, that's right. It was from last week. Here, take a peek at this. Right.
Okay, fix this.
What?
Sandy took too long to drink the THC?
The THC drink.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yay!
Are we going there?
Yes, we are.
That was the fix this?
I
what does
this.
That mean? That I got to do it again?
Yeah,
do
you
it faster.
You got to drink it faster so it has an effect on you. And that we have right here. Why are you looking at me like this?
Because I did. don't know.
You make me jump through hoops all the time. You're like, bark, dog.
You know? You're the jester.
You're like cry on demand. Cry on demand, monkey.
You know that. You're your wife's jester. You're our jester.
Mm, yeah.
Me, I'm not.
Well, then open that THC bottle of stuff right there.
I don't. How did this get into the honesty box? I don't know.
This is a bottle of liquor with no alcohol in it. Instead of alcohol, it has THC.
Yeah. Now, the last time we did this as a joke, just to see what would happen, because I don't do this kind of stuff. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything. What do you do now?
I know. You got it, man.
That's probably why I got into the honesty box. So the last time I did this was the seltzer whateverness, and nothing happened.
The seltzers are...
I can't even open
them. Oh, an entire seltzer is like 5%, right? Of THC.
This shake well.
Shake well. Oh, God. It's not... This is non-carbonated, and it's refrigerated after opening. This is 42 milligrams of
it is?
THC. Yeah.
Where do you see that?
On the bottle. Oh. So it's 2.5 for every ounce and a half.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. 2.5. Wow, you memorized the
bottle. I just went over and looked at it.
Oh, you did? I was like, how do you know so much about this?
I know. You brought it in.
Okay. Hold on a second.
That's why I thought.
I can't even open it.
Probably should have opened it beforehand.
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be easy. See, I don't know what I'm doing.
They're never easy, especially a bottle of THC-infused.
You sound like an expert.
Happiness.
They're never easy. You are an expert, mm-hmm. aren't you?
You gave me one of those bottles. I tried to open it. It took me forever.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got
All
it.
Right.
I got it. I got it. Wait, hold on a second. You know how we're doing Keep It PG later on this morning?
Uh-huh.
What if this is the Keep It PG question? What does this sound like?
Come on.
What does it sound like?
I don't know. Okay, stop stalling.
ASMR.
Yeah, totally. It should
ASMR. Shush, you're not supposed to talk while you're doing
ASMR. Okay, here we go. That's the best sound ever.
Oh, wait, I forgot to tap on the bottle. 1 second.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
This looks like a tall bottle of Grey Goose. It's clear.
No, yeah. You don't do it like a shot, do you?
Yeah.
And can I drive home?
Maybe.
I got an 11 o'clock meeting. I'll probably leave at noon. Will I be okay?
Yeah, should be fine. Read what it says on the bottle.
He's so condescending.
No,
do you notice that Maiden? You guys are now married and you are one. Maddie and Aiden are interns. Yeah. Doesn't he sound very condescending when we talk about this kind of stuff?
Read the, hold on. There you go.
What? It says zero proof.
Yep. Keep reading.
What am I reading?
Those little four little things.
Okay. Your new fast acting sensory pleasure. Ooh, sensory pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have my glasses on and I can't read it. Juicy citrus flavors. And sip it, mix it, serve it on the rocks.
Or do a shot.
I'm not going to do the whole shot, am I? No, I'm sipping. I'm sipping.
Yeah, I'll do half of it now and then.
What the hell flavor is this?
Citrusy. It's supposed to be citrusy.
This tastes terrible.
What's it taste like?
Lemonade.
Oh,
it reminds me of when I was having my colonoscopy in the Gatorade.
Oh, God. Gatorade triggers you?
Yes. Oh,
sip
God.
More. Come on. That was just a sip. You need to drink at least half of it.
Okay. I'm not going to chug. And by the time, I don't know, 8 o'clock hits, I'll have this whole thing.
No. You can't drink it over an hour. You got to drink the whole thing. Okay.
That's your ASMR.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I just, now that you have the THC drink, one more sip.
Oh, God.
One more sip.
ASMR-like? ASMR style or just regular?
It's coming up to the top of the hour, 6:50 on the buzz. Plenty of sunshine. Sandy's going to be beaming sunshine and giggling and laughing all morning.
I'm going to be a better coworker.
Because I am an operator of the control equipment, the Federal Communications Commission does not allow me to.
Yeah, By the way, I was telling my husband Danger, who like runs the joint here, all the stations, and I'm like, this is horrible. This was in the honesty box. We can't do this again. And he's like, thinking he's the boss, he would be like, yeah, don't do that. That's nonsense. And he's like, well, what's the problem? I'm like, darn. As long as Scott doesn't drink it. Okay, coming up in about 10 minutes, just after 7 o'clock, kids playing chicken on the tracks in Fairport.
Yeah, it's crazy. Keep it there.
Spisano and Sandy.
Are you stoned yet?
No, I don't feel anything yet. Why am I supposed to? How long does it take for this to work?
You're only doing a half of what you should do.
Okay.
You should probably do five instead of two and a half. Sandy's doing a THC cocktail this morning. Following up on the honesty box. You know,
listeners,
you ask
I don't know
him,
why you asked for this. But anyhow, okay, so playing chicken on the train tracks in Fairport. This video went crazy online. It is intense. It is insane. A video from the other day, a group of kids, at least five on the train tracks in Fairport when the train is coming. You see the gates go down. And they're already on the other side of the gate. So all these kids are already scattered throughout the train tracks. In the middle of the train tracks.
I'm playing the video right now.
The conductor is desperately trying to slow down and sounding the whistle.
One, two, three. I think I see four kids.
There's another kid. I zoomed in.
Oh, okay.
There's another kid.
Now they're jumping up and down. The train's coming.
Oh, yeah. The train is so close. And the one girl's jumping. And these kids range from teenager to like that one little mooch looks like about eight, nine. The little one. Do you see him? I'm like this. And then seconds before the train hits, then they run off.
You're so dramatic. It's nothing. This is a nothing burger.
They're standing on the train tracks and a train is coming and it's a nothing burger.
The train is going like I could walk faster than the train is going. It is not. It didn't. You blew this way out of proportion. And so did all these people online. It's like, oh my God! It's not like it's one of those, you know, Japanese bullet trains. It's going 300 miles an hour. This thing is just like...
Okay, excuse me. I don't want my kid on the train tracks. No child, nobody should be on the train tracks, period.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you're not supposed to play around trains. But that was a nothing burger. No, sorry.
I had no idea that was a nothing burger. Aiden, you were the only person to say that.
Dude, come here.
Aiden is our intern. Yeah. We have Maddie and Emmy in the studio, too.
I'm on Team Scott here. It was a nothing burger. Yeah. It's an interesting conversation, but the train was going so slow.
Hold on
you have
a
no
second.
Idea.
Do you think the train slowed down because it saw kids? At that point, it got to that speed. The when a train is coming, okay, anybody else agree with me? 818-2899.
No. It's not that it was good. It was a good thing. I'm glad the kids did. I'm not. That's stupid. But that train was not going there.
Like the one girl who got off the tracks the last one to run off the tracks.
Yeah.
If she had put her left arm out, she would have touched the face of the train.
Yeah.
That's how close she was.
And her hand would have gone like, way.
Still, if you're the conductor, there's no way that he must have been panicked.
He was blowing the horn all right, and they should not have been on the tracks, but that did not look very dangerous to me.
Oh, my God. Here listen. I am. I'm freaking out about the person recording it with a very steady hand, because obviously it was just a bystander recording the video. Very good video. And I'm like, this dude is just going to watch.
I think it was on a tripod. It looked to me like it was on a tripod.
Oh, I have no idea.
So anyway,
but
listen.
Still, like to potentially record somebody dying on your video is insane.
This wasn't that dramatic. Let me just say, I grew up in Leicester, New York, where the train tracks went right through the middle of town.
Okay.
This cute little train station attached to it. We used to play all around the tracks.
Scott, when the gates were coming down and a train was coming, what if you tripped? What if one of the kids tripped? Running off the tracks. Down. Now they're down for the count. What's going to happen? Run over.
There's a thing on the front. It's a cow pusher.
Scooped up. Pushed all the way to...
Do you know why choo-choo trains have that, like, triangle thing in the front? It's not just for looks. It's to get rid of debris or cows or
whatever. Children.
Or children, yeah. Just push them aside. No big deal. Seriously.
How are you not? How am I the only one?
Maybe because you grew up in the suburbs and never had train tracks near you. I mean, you're not supposed to play around train tracks. They're dangerous, especially when they go fast. I used to put pennies down and it would crush the pennies and squeeze them all out and stuff.
Well, dumb. You're dumb then. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it out loud. If you think it's fun to play on the train tracks, then dumb.
It's not fun. I mean, it was when you're a kid.
I would kill my kid. How about online, though? Everybody blew up about it. Yeah. And was like, this is, be careful, where are your kids?
Yeah.
I was thinking, God, they're even playing outside. Maybe it's more safe to be in your bedroom. Doom scroll on your device.
So, I mean, I don't condone this. This is not, you should not do that. Kids can get hurt like that. Yes, but that was not a dramatic video at all.
Maddie, did you think it was a dramatic video? Did you see the train?
I mean, I feel like I've seen so many POVs on TikTok of like trains. It takes a lot for them to slow down. Oh, so yeah. That freaks me out. Yeah. That like, sure, it might have been coming up slow on them, but like it took a lot for that train to slow down. He had to have seen them from far away. Yes. Otherwise, like, he could have hit them.
See? So you're equally as...
I'd be tweaking. If that was my kids, I'd freak out.
Oh, thank you. I would kill
my
kids.
This is a man-woman issue, then, I guess.
I'm not saying it's right. It's good. I'm not saying it's a good thing. But that was not dangerous.
Maddie and I were in shock, and you guys were like, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, we're guys.
No big deal.
We're
guys.
Hold on. Hold on here. Hold on a second. I got a call. Hi, the buzz. What do you say?
I agree. No one should be playing on the track.
I agree, too. No one should be playing on the track.
No one should be, and it's alarming.
But that wasn't dramatic, and it wasn't dangerous.
I wonder how often people in Fairport see this happen, then.
It goes right through the middle of town.
It does.
And we hear about people getting struck by the train in Fairport, so.
See?
Yeah.
Okay, coming up on the show, I guess, sorry, apologies. That nothing burger. Okay.
I'm hungry now.
So there's a school district that is adding something to the classroom.
Uh-huh.
That has a lot of people upset. Are they overreacting or would you vote jerk or justify?
Spisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
The year was 1999. It was Ireland. My roommate and I were there for St. Patrick's Day. So we called you from Ireland. We may have been drinking a little bit. My mom heard, so she called into the show too, and it was just a debacle on air. But it was a great memory because we got to chat with you, I got to chat with my mom, and it all happened from Ireland.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Yeah. Jerk or justified with Spisano and Sandy.
Got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. I'm hot potato.
What one school district? Who one school district hired to help these classrooms is what we're deciding in Jerk or Justified. But first, Aiden is in the studio. Emmy and Maddie, they are all interns helping us out. And you are in with us, too. So yeah. 818-2899 if you want to join in on this, Jerk or Justified.
And we got more coming in for a live audience Thursday.
Salamanca City School District.
Salamanca.
Okay, maybe this is working.
Sandy did a THC cocktail.
The listeners apparently dared me or whatever. Okay, anyhow. Salamanca yeah. School District on the Seneca Nation
yeah.
is adding something to the classroom that not everybody is on board with. Not something, someone.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk or justified for the school district to launch what's believed to be one of the first U.S. pilot programs using a humanoid AI robot alongside AI tutoring software in classrooms. The key message from the district is that it's not intended to replace the teachers.
No.
It's there to supplement them.
Cool.
And her name is Sally.
And here's what she sounds like.
I make emotional connections by learning your preferences, remembering past conversations with our custom memory system, and responding in ways that feel personal and consistent over time, kind of like a very attentive friend with patch notes.
Okay, why does Sally have to have such a sexy voice.
She's hot.
She is beautiful.
She's hot, but it looks like she had a stroke, though, because her mouth is, like, droopy. Like,
hold on a second. She is going to teach in the classrooms of 11th and 12th graders, not the classroom you want this beautiful, seductive, breathy teacher.
Yeah, she is definitely hot.
She looks like she's beautiful, long hair. Yeah. It looks like she has filler in her lips.
She's got green eyes. She's got puffy
lips.
She's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
She actually has a beautiful figure that we all strive to have. I mean, this woman should not be in the classroom. Anyhow, so... They're rolling this out, and now, of course, a lot of people are very upset about this.
Why?
It's like the gateway into having AI replace teachers.
AI will never replace teachers.
Okay, anyhow, Jerker Justified, cast your vote and then give us your prediction. What do you think most people will say?
I think most people are going to be justified.
You're going to, really? Yeah.
Oh, remember people freaked out when they got rid of the chalkboards and they had the whiteboards thing?
You know, okay, that's a little different than what we're talking about.
But back then, it was a big deal. This will be no big deal as an assistant.
Okay, first of all, you put this robot in the classroom. Yeah. The kids are going to tear this robot apart. They're going to destroy, they are going to bully this robot.
So, robot won't care.
But that's what I'm saying. There's like, what are you going to do? These high schoolers are going to totally, or they're going to have a crush on her. Because everybody has a crush on their teacher, one teacher.
What if they pay attention more to the teacher and they to the AI robot teacher and kind of like dismiss the real life one?
They're
going to
do inappropriate things with, this is not good.
No, it's going to be another human in the room with them. It's not just going to be kids and a robot.
They're going to, it's going to go on inappropriate. Okay, so...
Okay.
I say jerk. I don't like this at all. Scotty says justified.
Absolutely.
I think the majority of people are going to be just equally as passionate as I am and say it's jerk.
I think they're going to be equally as, like, that sounds like a great idea. Let's give it a try and do another shot of that THC cocktail.
I can't because I'm already starting to feel it and I'm slowing down with my...
You might change your mind.
My mouth. This is indeed happening at Salamanca City School.
Yeah, it's going to be happening in Salamanca. That's up to the public. And the school... Hey, you've seen school board meetings.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, then.
Oh my God, she's going to be showing up with her friends and family at the school board meeting. Sally, taking over.
She has family?
Yes, she does.
God. 818-2899. Is it jerk or justified?
Consistent over time.
You got to stop, kind of like Sally.
Sally,
stop.
Why is she so breathy?
Yeah, she's kind of hot. Definitely hot. Hot for teacher. All right, let's go to calls. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Hey, it's Build-A-Bear Joe.
Build-A-Bear! Hi, man. Go ahead. What do you think?
What's going on?
Yeah.
I think it's a jerk move.
Jerk move to hire an AI robot teacher?
Yeah, just because I think it takes away from people getting the opportunity to, like, when you go into the world of teaching, you got to get some practice. So, you go as a teacher's aide and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It takes away somebody's opportunity to be able to do that. You can't just drop somebody in and say, hey, be a teacher.
I mean,
they need some practice. You know,
good
they
point.
Need to get some experience.
Now, really, seriously, this woman is beautiful.
Yeah,
I don't know why they made the teacher so beautiful and breathy. You could find, I mean, I could see you, Build-A-Bear Joe, having a little crushy crush on this teacher.
I'd pay attention to her. Remember, there's going to be a teacher in there. This is a teacher's aide, basically.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it takes away that opportunity for other people.
And yes.
So she's hot, so it's going to make the kids pay more attention.
Yeah, I think so.
But in reality, it's like, it's a freaking robot, dude. Like, what are you looking at?
I know, right?
I know, how embarrassing. What teacher did you have a crush on, and then you're like, you know, Miss Sally, the robot.
Yeah, the one with the hydraulics.
Yeah,
I know, right? Thanks, man. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Jerker Justify. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think it's a jerk move.
Jerk move. All right.
Yeah. I think it takes away the personal experience because teachers learn from experience and they share things with the students. Is where a robot, all they basically have is just facts.
Yeah.
You know, no matter if they're a good-looking robot or not, it doesn't really matter.
But it's trained to understand emotion, which is like, what does that even mean?
Well, like, a lot of AI models now can tell, like...
How is she going to react to that emotion? Like, what is she going to do?
I like the fact that it'll remember every kid. Like, each kid she'll have a memory of.
Yeah, but it's a lot nicer when it's a human that's doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, you think, I worked for a school system for 24 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, teachers are part of the society. Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely.
It's not just a robot.
Yeah.
Something that you plug in and turn on.
Now, this is going to be the first robot profession to have a nervous breakdown.
And you know how teachers go home and pound like Manhattans after work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
First robot that learns how to drink and has
a
nervous breakdown.
Yes.
Meet Sally.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Messages are coming in on 98.9 The Buzz on socials. I vote that's dumb. Teacher will be dismantled in minutes. That's what I'm saying.
No, there's going to be another teacher in the room. The kids won't be able to touch it.
But again, this is the gateway. So the teacher, the real teacher in the room could be like, oh, I'm going to step out. I have more opportunity to step out now because Sally's here. Meanwhile, the kids are going to like
draw a Sharpie mustache on her.
Throw spitballs and stick a pencil up her nose. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
You know, if you see the video of her talking, she kind of looks like she had a stroke. So
she looks gorgeous. Her skin is beautiful. Her lips are plump, is all plump. Her hair is long and beautiful.
I got a voice message come in from the Free Odyssey app here. Take a listen to this.
Good morning, guys. I have to say this is way frustrating. I would say it's definitely a jerk move on the school. I believe, you know, they're already contradicting themselves. They're taking the phones away from the kids so they'll be, you know, more into the class.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're going to put some sexy woman in front of these girls and boys. And girls already have, you know, a lot of pressure on what they should look like.
Good point.
I just don't believe in this. I think we need to get back to the real world.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks,
you
Karen.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Her name is Karen.
Yes.
I agree with Karen that it should have been like a toothless old dude. You know what I mean? Like, why? Yeah. Why did they make Sally with a figure?
I don't know. Hi, the boss.
Beautiful figure.
I know. She's high. Good morning.
Hey,
go ahead.
This is Elizabeth, and I totally believe it's actually justified because, honestly, like, even in my workplace right now, they are turning training modules into an AI.
Uh-huh.
Like, so now, again, it's like, they even say, like, hey, I am an AI, and I'm going to teach you this class. So it's like, it's something that most companies are moving forward to. So, you know, if kids get introduced to it earlier.
Really? If you're school, do you have kids? Are they?
No, this is, hi Sandy, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, hi Elizabeth. If you have kids, Scotty, really honestly, all of a sudden there's just robots as the teacher. A robot is going to give your kid a hug goodbye, your little elementary school
maybe
kid.
Maybe eventually.
I would say definitely eventually, but you have to see, it's like, there's so much AI right now that if you can teach kids now.
Yes, I agree.
That it's going to become almost second nature to them. And trust me,
we don't want teachers to be second nature. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Oh,
your vote
not.
Has been registered.
Thanks, babe.
Of course not.
Okay, I don't know if a teacher really, if a robot can ever really keep control of a classroom. I mean, I wish there was a teacher that was listening and not on summer vacation. If you're listening, call in, because it takes more than just the basics to command attention and respect from a classroom. These kids are going to tear this robot apart.
They're not going to be able to touch it. And number two, teachers will never go away.
What do you mean they're not going to be able to touch that? You just make a bold statement like that. This doesn't make any sense.
They could insult it all at once. All they want. It won't hurt it. And they can't. They're not. I'm sure they're not allowed to touch it.
Obviously, you're not allowed to touch anything.
They're
kids follow the
apart.
Rules.
They're not going to rip it
apart.
Okay,
let me look at the tally board 1 second.
Remember, Maya justified, too.
I got you down. I got Elizabeth down, and those are the only two. So, the verdict is officially...
The verdict is... Jerk.
Yeah.
I want to go to Salamanca to see that.
Go back to school.
Yeah. That's right. The Allegheny Casino's right there, so I can stay there.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9.
So cool.
Oh, my God. Wait. Someone just messaged us. I'm voting justified. Sorry. Too late. For just the fact that it's going to... Wait. For the ridiculous news stories that will come from it.
Yes.
Forget Big Brother or Love Island. This will make for a more entertaining reality show. Sally's Breakdown.
I love it.
The Buzz.
Uh-oh, live audience Thursday. Okay, I want everybody in the room to raise their glass. Here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. The Buzz fam's here. Reach the sky. Say shot.
Cheers.
Cheers. And compliments of Smoke and Tails Distillery and Pete Cheney, who finally is in the studio with us this morning.
Finally.
And we also have full-size candy bar Phil, also Phil from the Autism Resources of Western New York. Hello, Zah.
Morning.
Cheers. Here we go.
Salute, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Poor Pete probably got the message. Well, your wife's like, hey, guess what you're doing on Thursday?
That went down way too easy.
That's delicious. Yeah. What is this?
Honeydew melon.
Honeydew melon moonshine.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Oh, my God.
Now, Sandy's already had her THC cocktails.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to chill. I don't do any of this, Pete. The only shot that I have during the week is oftentimes a shot of your stuff.
That's the only drop of alcohol you ever had.
Yes, that's it. That's it. And it's delicious. The apple pie is my favorite.
Yeah, it is good. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm a little slow, so my apologies.
Is it a different buzz than an alcohol buzz?
This is horrible.
What?
My brain's not working. I can't get the words out.
It's okay.
This is going to be a horrible rest of the morning.
Just take your time.
It's a 98.9 the buzz.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
It's total buzz on the buzz.
This is my first impression. Now, Phil, no, I know you, Phil. So no first impression here. Pete, this is your first impression of me is what?
We just start the morning.
Right? Yeah, man.
Swaying in her seat.
Remember, she cannot get her stuff together.
This is a guy who deals with people and alcohol all the time. So it's going to be fine. He's seen worse.
All right. So we're going to play Keep It PG in about 10 minutes. And it's all about creativity and
the best, the most creative answer wins. And remember, you have to keep it PG.
Yes. Most important rule.
Not the first thing that comes to mind, but like we like to say, the second thing that comes to your mind to keep it from us from losing our FCC license.
Very good. And 10 minutes on PXY or PXY. Listen, to that's
you
it.
Are
I'm done.
Stone. You're stone.
Oh my God, I just went back 20 years. What is this stuff?
It's THC.
Oh, I don't like how I feel right now.
We'll be back at 98.9 The Buzz.
Thanks, Phil. 98.9
The Buzz. Live audience Thursday. Clap for yourselves. Yay!
Full-size candy bar Phil was having a great time with that song. Pete is also in from Smoke and Tails Distillery.
Yeah, guys.
Maddie,
yes.
Emmy, Aiden.
Yeah.
Our interns are also in the studio.
Live audience Thursday, and it's time for Keep It PG.
So Keep It PG goes like this. Rules of the game, you cannot use the same answer someone else gives. You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds. The most creative gets the point. Maddie is the judge, but now it's not the most practical. It's not the most obvious. It's the most creative. You got to make Maddie laugh over there. Most important rule, you have to keep it PG. Are you ready?
Ready.
Before we go any further, I love Sandy when she's stoned.
Oh, my God. I am struggling really hard right now.
She says her name is Shandy.
Don't even try. Don't struggle. Let it go.
Whatever. Whoever you are, Buzz fam, who put that in the honesty box, Sandy needs to drink THC faster next time. I hate you. No. Okay.
I just felt this giant weight come off her shoulders in the last half hour. It's just wonderful.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have more weight because I'm trying to act like I'm normal.
Don't act normal.
Even though my brain is doing something, my mouth is doing something, I got to go to the bathroom all of a sudden really bad. So we're hoping that can make it through.
Via the vending machine first. All right, keep it PG, guys. All right, you guys ready?
Are you ready, Phil? You're going to kick us off every time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Name something some men are way too confident about.
Oh,
their grilling techniques.
Ooh,
oh, good one. That's
keep
a good
it PG,
one.
Mr. Pete.
Putting the toilet seat down.
Oh,
nice.
Oh my God, that was a really good one. Okay, nice. Scott Spazzano, keep it PG. Name something that some men are way too confident about.
Mowing their lawn in a straight line.
Ooh, Maddie, this is going to be a tough one. Yeah. Maddie, the judge,
what
who
say,
gets
Matt?
The point?
I think I'm going with Pete on this one.
Yeah! Pete is on the board. Round two. Nice. Phil, are you ready?
I am ready.
Name something that can be difficult to control once it gets started.
He mentioned the bathroom thing. Stop in midstream if you've got to do something.
Okay, that was good. Pete.
Repeat the question.
Yeah.
Name something that can be difficult to control once it gets started.
Drinking bourbon.
Drinking bourbon.
Okay,
know your brand. Love it.
Dude.
Scott Spisano, keep it PG. Name something that can be difficult to control once it gets started.
When my wife argues with me.
Know your audience. Maddie's the judge. Who gets the point?
This one's going to Phil.
Full size candy bar. Phil is on the board. Now, Scott, this is a very important round for you because you can tie it up.
I could. Okay, yes. Then we go to the tiebreaker, the audio tiebreaker.
We do have an audio tiebreaker.
Yeah.
If it needs to go there. Okay. Phil?
Yes.
What's something that's fun to play with when you're bored?
I'm just going to go Fortnite. Video games. Fortnite.
Fortnite. Okay.
Fortnite. Fortnite. Okay, fine.
Pete, you could win the game with this answer. What is something that's fun to play with when you're bored? Keep it PG.
My wife.
But will she reciprocate?
Yeah.
You are tickling that line, my friend.
I love that.
Scott Spisano, what's something that's fun to play with when you're bored?
TikTok.
TikTok. Oh. Okay, that was good.
Okay.
Maddie, it's all in your hands.
I think because I'm imagining Scott doom scrolling on TikTok, this one goes to Scott.
Hey, we got a tie. Are we going to the tiebreaker?
We're
sound?
Going to the tiebreaker.
Oh, no. Boy, no.
Okay. Are you ready? Now, if you have a better answer or if you have a really good answer, feel free to call in 818-2899 and tell us what it is. Okay.
Yeah,
Phil, you got to put on my headphones and now Scott.
Okay, you guys both have headphones on. You're good.
This is the tiebreaker.
I haven't heard this tiebreaker yet. I just heard the first like nanosecond of it just to make sure it wasn't static.
Phil?
It sounds like someone chewing with their mouth open.
Okay, chewing is on the board as an answer.
Most creative?
That's lacks in creativity, Phil, but that's fine. Pete.
God, it's gross.
Keep it PG. What is that sound?
And that's hard to keep it PG.
I know.
Somebody walking through the snow.
Somebody walking through the snow. All right, Scott Spisano, for the game. What's something? Or no, that's right. I'm sorry.
What is this?
What's the sound. What is this? See? My mind.
Am I to get this right or just be creative with it?
You got to be most creative. That's what gets the point.
It's just wrong.
It's wrong. It is wrong. That's my fingers going in a cup of yogurt.
Ooh! Okay, Maddie. Who is going to win Keep It PG this morning?
Since some tough picks there, I think we're going to go with our first time in, Pete.
Yes!
Pete!
Nice.
Wiener, chicken dinner.
Shot.
Congratulations.
Let's get Sandy more drunk.
How does it feel?
Yeah, I just feel amazing.
He also broke out a cream liqueur.
Yeah.
What was that called?
That was Orange Crush Creamsicle.
Orange Crush Creamsicle from Smoke and Tales Distillery. Good stuff.
That was very good.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Shot.
All right, coming up in just about 10 minutes, cardboard boxes are causing, I would say, fights between husband and wife.
Or Sandy and her husband.
Maybe.
More specifically, maybe. We'll talk about that next. 98.9 The Buzz. Live audience Thursday. Clap for yourselves on 98.9 The Buzz. Yay.
Full-size candy bar. Phil is in the studio. Mr. Pete from Smoke and Tales Distillery. And then our interns, Maddie, Emmy, and Aiden.
And, you know, Pete, it's about time. It's been more than a year since we've been downing his stuff on Thursdays. And
it took me to call your wife to get you in here.
Oh, you are in trouble now.
Okay, speaking of couples,
yeah.
I would say, somebody look this up. This has got to be a statistic out there, that half of the fights in a relationship are because of the damn cardboard boxes and breaking them down.
Most arguments are stupid. They are.
So last night, yesterday, now we're still kind of putting the editing. This THC drink is horrible.
Sandy did a THC cocktail this morning, just to let you know.
I'm struggling. So the Sunroom Project, we're just adding the finishing touches. So there is like an ottoman coming in, a little bistro table, mm-hmm. some end tables. Mm-hmm. So I told my husband, most of the orders were coming in yesterday. And I told my husband, listen, I ordered from stores where I could physically go back into the store and return it without... you know, mm-hmm. paying for shipping or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I might return things because he hates when I buy things and then return it. But I'm sorry, I don't get it right the first time every time. So I'm like, just a warning, don't get mad. Okay, so we unbox the bistro table. We put it together, some of the side tables, put it together. And I was like,
no,
I don't like those side tables. They're not working.
Oh, God.
Well, sorry, I already collapsed all the boxes.
Yay!
And I said, I told you that I keep boxes for at least a week or two after I buy something because I'm never sure if it's going to work out for me.
You return things all the time. My wife does the same thing.
Well, then he got really excited and collapsed the boxes. I go, but you know, I told you, I save boxes for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to help out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, really? And that's how the night ended. That's it. End of story. I go to bed and he goes into the Italia Garagio. I was like.
There's something to be said for everybody's hate for cardboard boxes. We all hate them. We hate collapsing them. We hate dealing with them. I hate pulling. Oh, God.
Yes, but.
That and styrofoam.
I'm seeing styrofoam.
It's not that big of a deal if a cardboard box stays in its, you know, original form for a couple weeks. Doesn't matter, Pete.
Just put a date on. Not break down until.
An expiration date. I like it.
And date, yeah.
That's a fantastic idea. Problems. Do you and your wife debate about this?
Sometimes we do, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And who's the one who gets all angry about the cardboard boxes?
Well, she's a breaker downer.
Oh, like really?
The whole bit. Oh, yeah. Oh,
my wife. My wife has never broken down a cardboard box.
Oh, yeah.
We just did our kitchen, and I've had tons and tons of cardboard. Everything. Cardboard, styrofoam, cardboard. It's been driving me crazy. It was beginning of March. It is now almost end of July, and I just got the last of the cardboard out this week.
Brutal. Phil, you're awfully quiet for once.
No, this is one of the things where we'll break it down but not destroy it. We'll just make it thinner because we know if we got to bring it back, we just take out the tape, put it back up, tape it up. We don't break it down, cut it up with a razor.
Then my husband's just return it. I go, you cannot show up to the store with an already assembled massive side table.
if you had to assemble it, you might as well return it assembled.
Yeah.
Right? Why would you take it back apart?
You're not going to take it apart.
I wouldn't.
And put it back in the box. Stupid. You can't do that.
Oh, I was going to package it all up like it was never touched.
Oh, gosh.
No. Oh, that's very too OCD.
OCD.
I thought that's how you're supposed to do it.
No.
Return
the box. It's almost cheaper to go to the place, have them build a box around what you built, and say, here you go. It's the same way.
All right, fine. Well, I don't know why I'm debating this with three men in the studio.
Well,
so
come on now. Come
I know
on
I'm
now.
Not going to win this argument.
You know what? I think I like what Pete says. He's like, if you can let him collapse a box, just collapse it.
Yeah, not cut it up. Collapse
I'm
it.
I'm not the one who collapses, remember?
Yeah, let him collapse it.
Oh, yeah.
You, with your OCD, put a date on it. That's the solution.
Love it.
Everybody wins. And a buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Live audience Thursday, 98.9 The Buzz. If you want to be in, just get a hold of us. We can slot you in. Are you booking out already through August yet? Are you past August?
There's a Thursday the 13th. Who wants to come in Thursday the 13th?
Of August?
Yes.
Okay, cool. There you go.
Just reach out to me, sandy@registerbuzz.com. Or our socials, 98.9 The Buzz.
Just want to thank our two guests in here, Pete Chaney from Smokin' Tales Distillery, one of the staples of the original Spazano and Sandy's Live Audience Thursday, thanks to our buddy Chris Tiffany. Also, full-size candy bar Phil, who we also known as the Autism Resources Western New York president and CEO.
Yes.
Yes. But first, Phil, tell everybody how you got into doing this.
Pete.
That's what I meant.
I'm the one who had the THC drink.
I know. I haven't had anything. Sandy's stoned. I'm straight.
Wait, can you get a second hand buzz?
Just the joke. Naivety is her specialty.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, tell us how you... Now, you won a competition on reality TV.
I did.
So yeah.
I was on the show Moonshiners Master Distiller.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so I went down to Tennessee, or to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and mm-hmm. competed, and I won, representing New York.
What year was this? When was this?
So that was in 2019, right uh-huh. before COVID.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Just right before it.
So you guys yep. are dabbling with moonshine in your garage or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm 26 years illegal and uh-huh. 6 years legal.
Nice. Nice.
I was doing it before it was cool.
Yeah,
know?
Right, so, right, yeah. right.
Yep.
So now Smoke and Tales is available not only at your store in Phelps.
Yep, and we have some liquor stores. So we are in Webster Central out in Webster because we do a lot of events up here.
Mm-hmm.
We're out in Del Lago. We're Clifton Corcobot. We've got a bunch of them
out
there.
Oh, good,
so,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're cool. featured every Friday practically here on Spoon.
Yeah.
On
Sandy, yeah. So, you're part yeah. of the Buzz fam.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks,
appreciate
Pete.
You.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks for coming out today. Thanks
That's
for bringing
good
all
stuff,
your,
too. Very yeah, good man. Stuff that you gave yeah. us samples of today.
And Phil,
hi, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon, for making this happen. Phil, you are now a newly retired corrections officer out in Genesee County?
Yes, sir, Genesee County. 25 years.
And now your passion has taken over.
Yes. I started Autism Resources of Western New York last year, piggybacking off of my autism and emergencies training.
Mm-hmm.
What my main thing is to try to get families the help they need when they get the diagnosis of autism. A lot of families don't know what's available out them,
yeah.
where to contact,
yeah.
where to go.
Like the resources and all
and
that stuff,
sometimes,
right?
And it's not against, it's no knock against public schools, but they don't even know what's out there.
Yeah.
So WNYautism.org, reach out to me. I'll help you out. We're having a fundraising golf tournament to help families
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When is that?
August 22nd, the Andrea Manger Freedom Memorial Golf Tournament. I started this because of my daughter, Andrea. She passed away Labor Day week in 2011. She mm-hmm. was autistic. 91% of autistic deaths are attributed to drowning, and unfortunately, my daughter passed away due to drowning.
Right,
year. So,
this
what's is
the
an honor for her.
What's the website we can go to?
WNYautism.org is my website. There's links to the golf tournament on that
mm-hmm.
for the Andrew Manger Freedom Memorial Golf Tournament. We're having basket raffles. If you don't golf and still want to come out, we're having a buffet dinner afterwards. Come on out. It's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm. Or if you just want to throw money at them, do that.
I
or
just say no.
Or just to meet full-size candy bar Phil, because
yeah.
you are part of the Buzz fam. You call into the show all the time.
Yeah, I annoy you guys greatly. I know that.
He got recognized. Where were you? You were some. You were
someone heard.
I think I was in
Walmart. Someone heard my voice because I talk to people. It's like, you sound familiar. Are you on the radio? Do you listen to Spazano and Sandy in the morning? It's like, yeah, well, I'm one of their call-ins. I'm full-size candy. You're full-size candy bar Phil! But you're not buying a candy bar.
All right. Listen, we got to mosey out of here. It's 9 o'clock already.
All
time
right.
to get up and get out. Guys, thanks for coming right. in. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thank
all
you
right.
for having us, guys.
If you want to be part of Live Audience Thursday, just reach out to us, too, or you could be a loyal excuse listener me. Like Phil.
Yeah.
Get recognized.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening, taking your morning with us, spending your morning with us, whatever. Okay, I'm done here. We out. I am officially out.
That's right. We out like Sandy's brain cells.
Holy hell.
See you,
this
bye.
Is awful.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazano and Sandy. You're the best.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.